The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's high noon here on this Friday Central Time where we are on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us for our last couple of segments here as we conclude the week. And whatever you have to do, I hope you all have a blessed weekend. In the meantime, we are joined by a lovely young lady that has a book out that she wrote. It's called Warrior Mom, A Mother's Journey in Healing Her Son with Autism. I mean, that's pretty incredible. There's a foreword by Dr. Andrew Wakefield in the book as well. Tracy Slepcivic joins us on the show here. She has a website called warriormom.org. And I mean, this is pretty incredible. She is a certified integrative health practitioner, a speaker, an Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service. And the best-selling author of Warrior Mom, A Mother's Journey in Healing Her Son with Autism. Is this the first book you've endeavored to write?
It is. And everything that I've went through to write it and get it out there and market it and everything else, I'm just not sure I can, like, do a second one just yet.
I know. It's a lot. How long did it take you to actually write this book?
So it's in three parts. The first part's my story, and that was very easy for me. So it just kind of flowed on paper. So that maybe took me a couple weeks. The second part, which required a lot of research, and so did part three. So I probably read well over 100 PubMed studies and whatnot, because, you know, I'm not a physician, so I had to back up my information with actual published facts. So, and then, you know, give parents guidance on what to do if they even think that their child might have autism, or, you know, because nobody has a guidebook when somebody says, you know, your child has special needs. And I felt like they needed one, because it took me 2.5 years to figure out what was wrong with my kids. So that's kind of how I put it together. So part one is my story. That was pretty easy. Part two is a lot of information and resources and unanswered questions. And part three is all about biomedical intervention and addressing the underlying conditions associated with neurological disorders. But all together, writing it probably took me about 4 months. Getting endorsements probably took me about 6 months, because I traveled all over to get some of the best endorsements ever.
When you say all over, are we talking about all over the world, all over the United States? I mean,
all over the United States.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have to go too far, but I did put myself in front of those people and said, please endorse my book.
So of course, they had to read it first.
What's that?
They had to read it first.
Right.
Yeah.
So first they read the manuscript, and then, you know, I follow up and, like, poke, poke, poke. Are we ready yet?
So it's Are we there yet? Yeah. No, I see. And here's the thing that most authors, what they don't get. I mean, you write your books like I write mine. First you have to have some sort of an outline. It's like, what am I trying to accomplish with this book? And then you have to actually itemize your thought process into something that actually works for you, that you can break down and extrapolate into various details. But now you're plugging your own personal life and your own son's life into this equation, and you're going, okay, how does my situation compare with the rest of all the people that are suffering with children that have this problem? Did you ever come to a conclusion? Because a lot of people are saying that these vaccines that kids got when they were growing up, like the MMR, now is being linked to type 1 diabetes. Did you ever think that anything behaviorally or scientifically that your child was exposed to caused this problem?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question, because usually I don't answer it unless it's asked. No, it was normal functioning and met all his milestones until he went in for that 1 year well baby visit, got his MMA, got very sick, broke out in a full body rash, which doctors today are telling me he actually had the measles from the measles vaccine, and was sick for a very long time. To me, it was a long time because it felt like forever. It was like 2 or 3 weeks. And he lived through it. But from there, I saw a regression. Noah lost any and all speech. He lost a lot of motor skills. You know, a kid who could jump and climb. And we used to call him our little monkey. And he was no longer our little monkey. He had no motor skills or strength to climb anything or even to jump off 2 feet. And a lot of cognitive function. The lights went out in my little boy. It was like I couldn't reach him. So yes. And if you look at the warning label on a varicella vaccine, it clearly states that a child should not receive a varicella vaccine within 30 days of receiving a measles vaccine. And they do it anyway. So there's a lot of things. And if you ever read the book, Turtles All the Way Down, great book, by the way. Not that mine's not. Very scientific. Really into detail that there is no real safety test done on the safety and efficacy of vaccines. So what they do is they take the new vaccine and their placebo is the old vaccine. So they're saying placebo means safe and effective, right? So they're saying, well, this one's already approved. So let's compare it to the old one. And then if you keep going all the way back, they didn't compare it to anything. And if they don't have an old one to compare it to or a similar one like the drops, what they do is they remove the antigen and compare it against itself.
So we're looking at a situation where the child comes out of the womb. They insist on pricking it and doing all sorts of the usual typical tests that they do on a child. Then they decide that, okay, now we have to jab the child with all these vaccines that are safe and effective. You have brought up the fact that the chickenpox vaccine, which is varicella, basically should not be given at the same time. So I'm under the assumption, based on what you've said, Tracy, that your child got both jabs and then started to manifest these symptoms. Is that a fair statement?
Technically, he got four. He got measles, mumps, rubella.
Right. But the MMR is one vaccine that's supposed to do. Now, did he get DPT as well?
So up to 1 year, he got 21 vaccines.
This is not a good situation, folks, and you wonder why our kids are so messed up.
If you know anything about being in the military, they just train you, go get your vaccine. And I had no idea. I never heard anything bad about vaccines. I did question 1 year. I said, why do I got to go get my flu shot? Every year when I go get my flu shot, I get like the worst flu. And it was in December when I was always due to get it. So then I'd go home for the holidays. My mom's like, how come you have the flu every time you come home for Christmas? And like clockwork, I would get it, you know, right out. But I didn't know. I never, when Noah became extremely colicky after those 2 month shots, I was told that it was very normal. Go ahead and give him Tylenol, by the way. And just so you know, if you're unaware, Tylenol breaks the blood-brain barrier. So all those heavy metals and antigens, like aluminum antigens and mercury and everything else that they shove into vaccines, has a direct path to the brain when you give them, you know, acetaminophen of any sort. And it also, when you stick a cell phone to your head, that breaks the blood-brain barrier. If you put wireless headphones in your head, that breaks the blood-brain barrier. A lot of EMF does. I mean, that's our protection to avoid these heavy metals, you know, going to the brain. And, you know, their claim was that mercury, so there's two types of mercury that there's like, well, there's one that can break the blood-brain barrier and there's one that can't. But there's been scientific proof, independent studies through Children's Health Defense that shows that both of them can break the blood-brain barrier. So yes, do I believe that my son's regression started and thousands of other children from a set of vaccines? Absolutely. Them doubling, tripling, quadrupling, and now we're headed to 108 vaccines in the childhood schedule. I mean, that's insane. I got 12 when I was a kid.
Wow. I mean, this is a real problem because everybody else is going through the same thing. When you were in the Air Force, did you they usually march you through a line and they have these air guns that shoot the jab. I never, ever, ever got through that. They were going to give me tetanus. I said, sorry, I'm allergic to it. Can't do it. My blood type is A positive. And they go ahead. And they just let me go through. And this is in basic, of course. And how long were you in the service and what rank did you achieve?
So I was in the Air Force for 4 years. And yes, I stood in that line. And I was young. I was very compliant.
Mm-hmm.
I had a tough mom, so I always did what I was supposed to do.
But now, do you know better now?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm very compliant these days. I'm very much a voice, not just for children, but for humanity itself. What they're doing to our citizens. I can't even just narrow it down to children anymore.
Well, now, and you heard, Tracy, and I don't mean to cut you off here, but when I hear about this situation with 220 million people going out and believing in the government and getting a shot that they said was safe and effective, and all of a sudden we have all these people dropping dead, we have mothers being stillborn, we have babies being born with birth defects or, you know, we have women who are postmenopausal all of a sudden having periods again. And it's like, okay, now exactly how much trust? I mean, did you start coming to the same conclusion I did 2.5, 3 years ago when they started these mandates in the military and 40,000 people said, sorry, we're not doing this. And they said, okay, fine, get out of the military. I mean, did you already have the realization that what they were doing might be nefarious in nature?
So I got out in 99. So I've been out for 25 years now. Mm-hmm. Battle with Noah began in 2009. So I've been fighting this war for a long time. And when I saw them pushing a COVID vaccine, I knew exactly what they were doing. And that was when I started to sit down and write. I figured at that moment it was my time to tell my story, if anything, to save lives. So I sat down and put it all together. I always say, God sends me angels, and sometimes they just say, this is what you're supposed to be doing. So I was on a retreat in 2020, and I met a woman literally right before we left who had wrote a book. And I said, wow, I've always wanted to write a book about my experience of healing my son or getting him to a functioning state. Now, I don't say I cured or changed him, but... Mm-hmm. He is fully functioning. He drives, he goes to college, she could work, he could, you know, he's slightly entitled, but,
yeah, but he's got a good mom. You see, that's half the story, folks. This is a good news, kind of nice, feely, warm, fuzzy kind of thing. You know, when you have a son that's fully functioning, now everybody's going to ask the proverbial question. How did you do it? How did you get him back to normal?
There is no one pill that fixes all. So first and foremost, the day that I found out, finally, after Harvard Regional Center lost my paperwork, two preschools are telling me that my kid's got special needs and I'm running around in circles and ready to put my head through a wall. I ended up going through the school district to have him evaluated after the age of 3. And I had no idea until this lovely lady came to work for us for a very short time. And long enough to tell me what to do, where to go, and how to do it. There's one of my angels. And then, so after the evaluation, which was very thorough, it was like 3 hours long, very thorough. They were very kind, very loving. they all came in and they said, you know, we do find that Noah is autistic-like because the school district had not formally diagnosed. But that report did go back to the regional center where Noah was formally diagnosed by a clinical psychologist. So I'm here to tell everybody, if you think that your child could have autism, a pediatrician, a therapist, anybody other than a clinical psychologist is not qualified to formally diagnose anyone with a neurological disorder. So anything, ADD, ADHD, go to a clinical psychologist. They are the best ones because pediatricians
just throw drugs at it.
Yep. Let me just put you on ADHD medication when you might have anxiety, and then that's going to make your heart rate go through the roof and all kinds of stuff. So really, clinical psychologist. So I've had both, but as soon as I had answers, I had to run back to the office, and adjacent to my office was my naturopathic doctor. And he is my number one angel because I'm walking down the hallway, blubbering like a baby. I just found out that my son has autism, and he reaches out and he gives me a hug and he's like, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Noah has autism." And he looks at me, he steps back and he said, "Noah is going to be fine. I want you to go home. I want you to do your research." Now, I'm not telling people to do that now, because if you Google something now, you're not going to get what you got back in 2009, I'm telling you.
I think you're going to get AI's version of whatever it wants to tell you. Yep. And AI now has been the great deceiver.
Yep. If you want good books, How to End the Autism Epidemic by J.B. Hanley. My book, I tried to shove everything into that little book. The Real Anthony Fauci, Turtles All the Way Down, Vaxxed versus Unvaxxed. All those books, great information, and they all have studies attached to them. Nothing was falsely written. So that was where I was at. But at that moment when Dr. Burka told me, "Hey, there's hope," I sucked those tears back up into my eyes and I went home and I became the biggest research junkie. So when you asked me, what is the number one thing that worked? That day, I set a clear intention that my kid was going to live a normal life and I wasn't going to stop until he did. So that was the beginning. And that's where it has to be, because where your mind goes, energy flows. And if you believe that your child will fully function, they will. They will. So believing first, I found a great functional medicine doctor, which my naturopath also helped me find. And she specialized in treating kids with autism and underlying conditions. And then so she ran the gamut of tests and from all those ear infections, you know, which is also linked to vaccine injury, ear infections, asthma, allergies, all of it, you name it. And you're correct, type 1 diabetes. Dr. Burka's son got type 1 diabetes from a vaccine injury. So,
doesn't it bother you, Tracy, that these people all have basically exempted themselves from any liability by law? You know, I mean, we've had Dr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on this show, or the attorney, RFK, talking about the real Anthony Fauci. So when you bring it up, it's like, look, I got the book. I read the book. I'm looking through the stuff and I'm going, God, the number of footnotes is incredible. But to actually interview the author and know that Children's Health Defense was behind a lot of your research, that says something.
Well, I adore Bobby. He's a good friend of mine. My husband and I actually spoke at his event this past Saturday.
Oh, good for you.
His premiere of Recovering America. They donated it, or they dedicated it to my nephew, Brandon, who took his life from mental illness and addiction. And because my husband and I raised him as our son, it's, you know, I guess I'm a warrior mom in many ways, but he's such a dear friend. I see everything that he's done, his struggles. I'm a huge supporter. You know, he was the one standing up at the Capitol with us from the beginning and doing his due diligence. Never really wanted to run for president, but knew that that's the only way he could fix the issues what's going on. I mean, Children's Health Defense does an amazing job at, you know, gathering information, lawsuits, science, everything. I mean, those attorneys are a bunch of machines, and he's been doing his job all along. And now they're trying to silence him. But unfortunately, they can't, because, you know, people like you and I are out there speaking on his behalf, and he's speaking. And I think because they won't let him do the debate, he's actually doing, there's a Twitter thing that he will be on live answering all the questions during the debate. I love it.
Yeah, that is so neat. Now, I see a lot of people are looking at RFK Jr. as a person. They're looking at him as a potential presidential candidate. They're looking at him as being cut out of the debates. I mean, you obviously, if you know RFK Jr. personally, and obviously you have a campaign here because he's looking at what these vaccines and jabs have done. He's looked at how Congress has legislated liability away from Big Pharma. Big Pharma has donated to a lot of the D.C. swamp that have passed all of these things up. So this journey, as far as you claiming to be a warrior mom, some of this had to be political in nature, did it not?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
But you said you got out of the military in 99, and here all of a sudden in your face is all of the stuff that's happening, and you see how fast the world changes and how we get into war after war after war, and now everybody's got to get a jab, and now we have mandates, and I mean, they literally have declared war on the American people. Would that be a fair statement?
It's definitely a fair statement. And I would probably say, and doctors have also said, that Noah's vaccine injury probably began with me. As after I stood in line and got those 13 shots in one day, I got chronic joint pain, chronic migraines, and glaucoma at the ripe age of 23, I think.
Oh, no. So yeah. have you had surgery to repair and fix this?
Surgery that can repair glaucoma. I just have to use eye drops for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that is, oh my goodness. All right, see, so now we have people that have been vaccine injured on the show, folks, that are talking about it. And I guess if you don't write a book and you don't talk about stuff like this, it goes by the wayside. People just say, oh, well, another statistic. It doesn't really hit home like it does when somebody puts all this stuff into words. How has this book been selling? I guess this is just out of the gate now. Is that right?
So it came out last year around this time, and it has steady sales. So it stays in the top 100 on Amazon. It's never fallen below. I just released the audio book that was narrated by me, and then Dr. Andrew Wakefield did the foreword. Mm-hmm. That was released in December, so that's doing pretty good. I mean, my publisher's super happy. Will I ever make back what I put into it? Probably not, but that's okay. And then I also want to let everyone know, July 10th, Protocol 7 will be out at Regal Theaters, and that's the movie by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, showing the or talking about the story of Merck's cover up on the MMR vaccine.
Yeah, there's been so many cover-ups. I mean, I remember the DPT and how we covered that as well, because the pertussis vaccine, basically, which is to prevent whooping cough, that was altered. And because Smith, GlaxoKline, couldn't deal with the split cell vaccine because it was too expensive, they went back to the old method and started incorporating the toxic chemicals into the vaccine, and that was what was causing seizures. Has any of this manifested itself in your son when you were trying to fix his situation and get him back to normal? Did he have seizures at all because of these jabs?
So Noah did have very few seizures, and they were pretty spread out. So it wasn't, unless it was on a regular basis, it didn't warrant them putting him on medication just, they freaked me out because the last one when he was a teenager, he was about 14, it looked like he was having a stroke. Like his eyes rolled behind his head. He was still standing, but he was wobbling like he could barely walk. It was just, he was slurring his speech. So it was very like stroke-like behavior. So it freaked me out. And then when we got him to the hospital, they said it was a general seizure. So he's had like three, but there are parents that deal with seizures on a regular basis, unfortunately. So I've had a little bit of it, but it was far after Noah ever received those vaccines. I mean, that stuff still floats around in them. And, you know, we've done a lot to detox and chelate and get rid of all the bad stuff. But, you know, it's little by little.
Is he still helping himself? Now you say he's in college. He's a functioning human being. And is he continuing? He understands exactly what you went through and he's read your book. And so, I mean, he has not read your book.
No. Wow. So this is what happened. My son as a teenager went during COVID, is that he was being brainwashed and manipulated into believing the narrative. So when I wrote my book, and I told him I was writing it, he was upset with me. And because the left side that kind of pulled my son over that way makes Dr. Andrew Wakefield look like a monster. So my son was upset that I had Dr. Andrew Wakefield write my foreword. And I said, you don't understand now, but you will come to understand that man and what he's done in his lifetime has saved your life. So no, he has not read my book. He's listened to parts of it when he's gone to my readings and stuff like that. He said he's proud of me, but we definitely have different views in our house. You know, me and my husband being very, I'm just going to say conservative. I don't call right or left anymore because I'm a Kennedy fan. So
that
divide. And I will publicly say that I'm happy and proud to say that this man who has stood by us parents and taking his own lashings it definitely has my vote. So,
And it's okay, Tracy, to say that, because there's a lot of people out there that agree with you and they would rather vote for him than vote for Trump or Biden. Now, I understand that, you know, he is a Democrat and he has an agenda, even though he's running as an independent. And I get it. He's only doing it because the Democratic Party politically is trying to block him out from getting the truth out there. And we understand that. I have a lot of faith in the guy. I understand his take on the vaccines and the Children's Health Defense. He's done so much for us. And all we can do is just hope for the best in November that we even have an election. Tracy Slepkovit, I appreciate it so much that you've been on the show here sharing this. Folks, if you want to get the book, it's called Warrior Mom, A Mother's Journey in Healing Her Son with Autism. There it is. And you can click on it through our guest tab on thepowerhour.com. It'll take you right to the website and it helps support the show and keeps us on the air too. Tracy, thanks to you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Take care.
Source and never standardized. Cold pressed. It's so good. It supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with The Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are, my friend.
Power to the people.
This is the Power Hour.
Power to the people.
And welcome back. And here you go, our last segment of the Power Hour. And, of course, the phone lines are open at 769-2944. And when you get to the prompts, press 1 to get in the studio. We can have a conversation if you like. If not, that's okay. Got lots of news to cover. Technocracy News has put out another article on CBDCs. This would be central bank digital currencies on the edge of the programmable ledger. If you have not been made aware of what is going on with CBDCs, understand that the reason behind this is to be able to directly control consumer accounts, program currency and contracts, recording all transactions you make. And it will interconnect you with other central banks, digital IDs, and artificial intelligence. It will automate flows of data. The policies will be drawn from the bank for international settlement. This is not a good thing because, I mean, they're calling that 2030 is going to be when they launch this. Thereafter, Skynet will fall on us like an eagle diving for a fish in the water. It will literally drive all commercial banks and credit unions out of business. And the destruction of debit-based currency systems, or debt-based, currently underpinning the financial system today, which is all fiat. They will replace fiat with digital. This is their intention. The only way we will stop it. Florida has already banned CBDCs. So the option is to get your state to do the same. Adam Data, by the way, because we know that the banks and this funny money and everything else that they're doing has released its first quarter 2024 home flipping report showing that 67,817 single-family homes and condos in the U.S. were flipped in the first quarter, representing a profit, basically, home flippers typically earned a 30% gross profit nationwide before expenses on homes sold during the first quarter. Wow. It makes it the third time in four quarters margins increased following a six-year period of mostly uninterrupted declines. Amazing how that works. For those of you Alexa users, we told you already that Alexa hears things. If you leave her plugged in when you're not using her, that's when things happen. Well, Amazon wants to charge you $5 to $10 a month now for its unprofitable Alexa service that it used to monitor everything going on. They want the first major overhaul of the voice assistant since it was introduced in 2014 with the Echo line of speakers. They want to dub the new voice assistant Remarkable Alexa, and they want to charge you to use it because it's new and improved. Wow. They're probably going to operate on AI. Meanwhile, a women's sportswear company backed by Riley Gaines banned from TikTok. Why? Because the company defends women's sports, and we just can't have that. Yep. XX-XY Athletics founder, former Levi Strauss & Company president Jennifer Say, told her followers on X her company has received a permanent ban on the Chinese-supported social media outlet TikTok. When you run an ad standing up for women and girls sports, you get banned for life from TikTok. That's the way it is. Offensive, right? The video ad features the voiceover saying, if you think girls and women's equality matter, stand up. If you think girls and women's sports matter and you want your daughters to have the same opportunity you had, stand up. If you know it isn't that fair or safe to allow males to compete in girls' sports because it's, well, obvious, you stand up. That's just the way it is. And I can move right down to our culture catalog. You know what I mean? You go under cancel culture. A woman in Florida may soon be fired from her job with the Broward County School District after she apparently allowed her son to play on the girls' volleyball team at his high school. This is Jessica Norton, one of several members of the faculty and staff at Monarch High School near Fort Lauderdale, going to be reassigned to jobs at non-school sites after then Superintendent Peter Licata discovered that a boy may have been playing on the girls' volleyball team at school. Wow. See, there's another Floridian law, the Fairness in Women's Sport Act, signed into law in 2021, forbids biological males like Norton's son from joining sports teams reserved for women and girls. You see, that's another thing. I know it's not what the woke want to hear, but this is the way it is. You don't get to, if you were born with male genitalia, you don't get to play in women's sports. Just the way it is. You don't get to do that. So now you know why Jennifer Say, the president of XXXY Athletics, is saying, speak up, stand up, vote with your dollars. Don't buy brands that don't know what a woman is. Truth is counting on you. Rite Aid, meanwhile, in economic news, approaches 550 store closures as its Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceeding continues. 27 additional stores in Ohio and Michigan have been shuttered. More than 520 store locations closed after filing for reorganization last October. Most of the closings occurred in Pennsylvania and nearby states, while more than 100 have been shut down in California. They've been unable to keep up with competition from CVS, Walgreens, and Target. Cancer drug costs. Yep, they're skyrocketing. It's one of the reasons why we had Carrie Mate on the show, because you are seeing a lot more cancers as a result of the jab. It is breaking down the immune systems of people, and if they're not doing the right thing to take care of themselves, they're going to find themselves bankrupt after having had to deal with the increased price of cancer drugs. Almost 98% of the respondents in the study were insured when the debt was incurred, with high deductible health plans without a health savings account being the most common coverage, or 34%. The findings suggest those burdened with cancer-related medical debt are three times more likely to fall behind on recommended cancer screenings. They just don't want to know about it. 27% have gone without adequate food. Another 25% have been forced to skip or delay essential care due to crippling debt. All by design, folks. Before we get onto the science and technology, Brady, you've been holding. What say you, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I'm going to give you 5 points. You can pick which one you want to go from. Okay, we got B12 injections now containing graphene oxide. Okay, we got Stonehenge, which you mentioned yesterday. They're all upset it got spray painted. 1953, I saw the movie set where they actually made it. It's poured concrete over metal. Okay, number three, monolith spotted in Las Vegas on the mountain. It's called Gas Mountain. Number four, Germany selling $300 million worth of Bitcoin from seized assets going back to 2012. Number five, Russia now getting bombed by missiles made in the USA with permission of President Mongol Biden. And it's approved by NATO to strike schools inside Russia.
Ouch.
Okay, you can pick which one.
Thank you, Brady, for that. Yeah, I did read the I appreciate your call. When I'm looking at the news headlines, and this is something that, you know, it's important to recognize, when you're including these things in news headlines, and all of a sudden we find out, and don't worry, when Putin finds out that these were nuclear weapon, or weapons rather, not nuclear, but weapons that were manufactured in the United States, when they start analyzing the damage and looking at the shell, what's left of it, and they see that it's U.S. made, I think things will start to manifest themselves more rapidly. Putin has already threatened that, you know, I mean, you attack one, you attack all. They're just hoping that Article 5 is going to get imposed. I mean, that's just the way it is. This is what they want. They want Article 5 to be imposed so that the whole of NATO can go after Russia and start World War III. And then you'll have Iran, you'll have China, you'll have Israel completely demolished by nuclear war. You'll have most of European countries. And then if we're lucky, they'll only take out D.C. and New York, if we're lucky. And some of our missile silos, if we're lucky. Chris in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. This is Chris Steiner. I just wanted to pose a question for Terry Madej. Unfortunately, she didn't have the time to field any questions. Because I have so many studies I would like to reference on the COVID shots apparently changing DNA, and also the continual spike protein that's produced for the length of the studies by those who've gotten the mRNA shots. If you want to check out those studies, I have them listed on the blogs page on my site at theliberationstation.com. So my question I would have liked to ask is if people, you know, in light of these studies that the COVID shots alter DNA, and they have DNA contamination as well, they induce continual spike protein production and shedding. That's the name of the blog. Why would folks continually produce the spike protein for the length of studies with no end in sight?
You know, it's a valid point. Now, Chris, first off, I don't mean to interrupt here. TheLiberationStation.com. That's your website, right?
You got it. TheLiberationStation.com. Just
right,
like TheHourHour.com.
I got it. I just made a note of it here. We're going to go check that out. And I want to include that on our email blast, Catherine, if you're listening, theliberationstation.com from Chris in Florida. And here's the thing. When we're talking about shedding, yes, it's very real. We're talking about the complete and I'm sure Brady, if he was on the phone having a conversation with, he would agree the same thing, that spike proteins are doing the same thing. We've had a lot of other doctors that have said that shedding is real. Syed Haider said shedding is real. His office keeps blowing up my phone trying to get me to take what a lot of these frontline doctors are trying to get me to take, and that's everybody's mainstream media big pharma drugs, which I take ivermectin. And I use a Rife machine. I mean, I'm doing everything to stop all of this. And that's why at 70, I'm very healthy.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I didn't get the jab, but I'm around people who shed, and as long as I'm taking what I'm doing and taking what I'm taking and taking supplements from the Power Mall, as long as I'm doing that, I'm okay.
Great. Yeah. And by the way, that was on the, as I mentioned, on the blogs page at my site. And also there are diagnostics and treatments that I've listed there. I've heard mentioned vitamin C and EDTA, oral EDTA, although, of course, intravenous is better, and although it's more expensive. And I've, you know, from listening to various doctors, including a local one here, I've compiled a list of therapies and diagnostics so people can get an idea of whether they might have been exposed, like spike protein antibodies. So fortunately, I don't have, I showed up negative for that, although my doctor said that that's, that could be a false negative, and so it's only an $11 test, and to repeat the test, because it looks like I might have had my immune system suppressed, which might have given rise to Lyme disease, although I don't know if I have Lyme disease. It's only a possibility because my neutrophils, which are white blood cells, were elevated that indicate an infection with bacterial and or fungal infection. So fortunately, I was able to fight whatever it is with oregano oil. Since a lot of people have been exposed to Lyme disease and their immune systems keep it in check until it's potentially suppressed by the spike protein. I just wanted to mention that there's a lot of studies that show that a lot of essential oils, but I think oregano oil is the best, most effective, will kill the Lyme disease bacteria, Borrelia burgdorferi, and also dissolve the biofilm under which it hides from the immune system, and disrupts the quorum sensing, where the bacteria will signal to the other bacteria, hey, let's go hide out here under this biofilm and form a colony, especially in the joints where people have joint degradation. And also I wanted to mention, you know, when it comes to central bank digital currency, well, I think the best solutions are to, well, of course, not wait for politicians to reform economics. Local solutions like participating and promoting in more equitable commerce media like community currencies, which are my favorite because they're tangible. Also, there are time banks, barter networks, cooperatives, and swap shops. And with those, we can money changers with minimal physical effort.
There you go. I love it. Great, great, great contribution there, Chris. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. I you see what I mean about solutions, folks. Chris already has a bunch of them. You know, and we've talked about this before on the show, and see, somebody actually is out there doing it, you know, putting it online, letting others see it, promoting the social media, you know, and anybody that's got it, just remember, we have the Power Mall out there, and, Linda and Jay are standing by to take your call at 877-817-9829, vitamin C, the new Optivita vitamin D3. All of this is available. And, you know, the thing is that, like I just said, the immune system is the most important thing to protect. So I don't know why, you know, you sit around and wait. This is not the time to do that and make yourself sick. The whole idea is to get ahead of this thing, to stop the spike proteins, to do everything in your power. That's why we have oregano oil. We talked about this with Justin Porter multiple times, a P73. It is there. Chris just told you what you can use it for. In the science and technology category, there is a bizarre fungus. Now, we told you before about parts of this country are going to be inundated with cicadas. And that's because of the fact that every 13-year and 17-year, there is a brood that happens. And they come out and they mate, big time mate, and then they go back in their hive, right? They hide again. Well, now there's a bizarre fungus out there that has hijacked them, transforming them into killer nymphomaniacs. Now, that may sound odd, but the study is this fungus. What it does, these infections lay traps, fungal traps, for the next generation of cicadas that emerge from the soil. So they're being contaminated right now and turned into zombie insects. And what happens is they start... They have sex, an infected cicada's genitals rear, they basically fall off, and a white fungal plug bulges out in their place. It looks like there's a gumdrop that's been dropped in chalk dust glued to the backside of the cicadas. And so they go out and they try to mate with others, and they infect them. They become hypersexual to serve the parasite's purposes, and they have interlocking genitalia. So when they pull apart, rip, and there's a cicada walking around with somebody else's genitals stuck to them. And now the cicada that's infected is busted open. And now they infect others. They're referred to as salt shakers of death. Then they fly around, flaking brown spores that threaten to infect the next brood. Ouch. My question is, even though they have these evolutionary biology studies at the University of Connecticut in Hartford, who the hell did this? I mean, they all serve a purpose. Now, can you imagine this fungus and these cicadas? Who lives off stuff like this? Other wildlife live off cicadas when they come. Now, what happens when they eat this fungus and they get infected? Do you know what I mean? Now the entire food chain up the ladder is infected by this. Massospora cicadina is the name of the fungal parasite. It transmogrifies the bodies of its host, bends their will to its purposes, spreading death, destruction, and spores along the way. Sounds like demonic possession, doesn't it? It's crazy. That's happening not just to humans. You know, the food chain gets affected when stuff like this happens, folks. Online predators, by the way, are using artificial intelligence to exploit children sexually on social media. The FBI has warned about this practice last year. A 14-year-old Texas girl, for example, was humiliated by fake images created by a male classmate who used photographs she had posted of herself clothed on Instagram. Ellison Berry told Fox Business her life was turned upside down after discovering the images were being spread around platforms, including Snapchat and Instagram, getting numerous calls and messages from her friends telling me these nude images were going around. See, they use AI to manipulate. Now we get down to the bigger problem. A McKinsey study out is showing that nearly half of U.S. EV drivers are thinking about switching back to gas cars. Oh, you see, they got brainwashed. They fell in love with the idea. Oh, wouldn't it be neat to have a Tesla? Look at this, man. You give yourself whiplash when you punch the accelerator. Oh, yeah, but then it came to charging, and then there's, wait a minute. Where are we supposed to charge a car? You know, the list of reasons for being disappointed in electric cars. Yeah, 34% said the total cost of EV ownership were too high. Being unable to charge at home, 24%. Too much worry and stress about charging, 21%. Changing mobility requirements, 16%. Not enjoying the driving experience, 13%. 21% said they would never want to switch to an electric vehicle unchanged from 2022. 18% confirmed their next is going to be an EV, up 16% in 2022, more than likely because they've been brainwashed. A lot of them just don't like it. Lack of public charging infrastructure, one of the chief reasons why. 35% saying it's not good enough for me, so they want to go back. You know, if you didn't buy into this garbage in the first place, you wouldn't have that problem. In gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a section here on the 20 best veggies to plant in July and still get a huge harvest. Radishes, lettuce, bush beans, cucumbers, spinach, beets, carrots, Swiss chard, turnips, kale, bok choy, and peas. Gotta love that. And more. And this is why in July you can start these things, right? Got a link for that. That's important. In the cancel culture aspect, illegal immigrants are becoming more emboldened. One actually videotaped himself raping a 13-year-old. This is a 25-year-old Ecuadorian national who entered the U.S. illegally in June of 2021, came upon two 13-year-olds, a girl and a boy, hanging out together at Casino Park in Queens, New York. He pulls out a machete, forced him into a remote wooded area, tied him up, and raped the young girl. And, of course, he decided that, hey, it was this easy, so I'm going to videotape myself. So he gets arrested, and he bragged. I was nervous at first, then I got comfortable and recorded it. Of course, sighs from the audience, according to the Post. Details of the transcript in the Post report, bone chilling. Like I said, they're going out and committing all sorts of atrocities, and they're proud of themselves. So much so, they go out and videotape it. There was a Utah man who allegedly murdered his parents, both of them in cold blood, earlier this week. He pretends to be a woman. Said he would do it again if he could. Yeah, it happened last Tuesday. Colin Troy Bailey illegally changed his gender to female, Mia Bailey. Well, he's in custody now after killing his parents, allegedly. 70-year-old Joseph and 69-year-old Gail Bailey walked into the house and just started shooting at him. Police have not yet confirmed a motive for the shooting. It's unclear when he's scheduled to appear in court next. Well, here's some good news. 10 NFL teams so far have refused to change colors to reflect the LGBTQ Pride Month messaging. Yep, there you go. Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, Tennessee Titans, Kansas City Chiefs, Denver Broncos, Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, New Orleans Saints, and Atlanta Falcons. Hats off to you from all of us here at the Power Hour for not bending the knee to these left-wing idiots. In the meantime, we hope you have a blessed weekend. Help somebody out this weekend. I'm going to. Be positive. Look to the heavens. Make it work for you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Have a blessed weekend. See you Monday.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at the Power Mall.